You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope I don't see a war starting over this. Apparently, a survey came out in Europe saying that British men have typically bigger penises than their French counterparts. However, Germans, I believe, are in the lead. Now, I was really afraid to talk about this on air because, again, wars have been started over less. But according to this one study, British men, they say, have bigger penises and are but are less endowed than Germans. The average penis size for a British man was 5.5 inches when erect, larger than French at 5.3, Australians 5.2, Americans 5.1, and Irish 5 inches. They say men from the African Republic of Congo, this is being reported by the Huffington Post in the United Kingdom, men from the Africa's Republic of Congo, they said, had an average penis length of 7.1 inches, yet North and South Korea had measured at 3.8 inches. This is a horrible study. I could definitely see war break out over this one. The study was conducted by Dr. Richard Lynn, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at Ulster University. Some people are questioning how stiff his data is. The research was published in the Scientific Journal of Personality and Individual Differences, claims Ecuadorian men are among those with the largest penises with an average length of 7 inches, then followed by the Ghanaians and then the Colombians, Ghanaians at 6.8 inches, Colombians at 6.7. They say British men rank 78th out of 113 nationalities in the table of average penis lengths, according to the study. They say in Europe, Icelanders are pretty well endowed at 6.5 inches. The Irish were the second smallest at 5.03, behind Romanians at 5.01. Germans beat out the British, and they are in line with the average 5.7. They say Africans average 6.3 and Northeast Asians average 4.2. He concludes, oh, thank heavens there's a conclusion to this. For most of these populations, penis lengths are predictable and confirmed. Critics argue, though, that Mr. Lynn's research is flawed because he had gathered data on penis length from website. I was wondering, how do they measure everybody? I mean, does everybody stand and they go, where are you from? I'm from South Africa. Okay, well, you know, you're about 6. How about you? I'm from Sweden. 5.9. Okay, thank you. You can put it away. Spain. I mean, you know, this just doesn't make any sense. So America, we're middle of the road, 5.1. We talked at great lengths about penis length in a previous show because some of my callers have been considering these penis enlargement supplements. There's supposed to be supplements out there that help enlarge penises. Now, we talked about how many of them are a farce and don't go there. We talked about suction pumps, etc. You cannot grow the length. You can't. Okay? You have ligaments, you have the corpus cavernosum, you got the skin, you have the prepuce. You have a certain length to it. Sometimes girth could be increased. All right? Or sometimes the length of time, and I really apologize if there's any kids listening to this at the time. Sometimes length of time of your erection could be increased, right? Like with the use of Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, etc. But to think that there's something out there that will extend the length of you permanently, no. Yeah, I know there's some surgeries and things like that that are out there, and we talked about that. But for the most part, I would say don't do anything until the doctor has also examined your lady partner. There are many women that do not want the 7 inches. Speak for yourself, Dr. Dahlia. No, I am speaking on behalf of the gynecological community and my patients who I've seen. All right. Many women find some sexual positions very painful. Some women also find certain sizes painful. And a study had come out a few years ago saying the most satisfied women were those who were partnered with men who were average sized. So beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I mean, if you have somebody that's telling you you're too small, okay, go to the doctor. If the doctor says, no, you're not too small, you're average size, then there's something wrong with her and she's never going to be pleased by you. By the way, what kind of a woman tells her partner he's too small? Okay, she already, that's an out the door type of babe, okay? Out the door. But, you know, if you feel like, okay, well, I was, you know, I'm small, none of my partners fit, then, you know, unfortunately, a lot of men have to do the Cinderella type of thing. You got to find the woman that fits. Okay? God made you who you are. You have certain body parts. There's really not a lot out there in medical science to change you. And fake type of attachments and things like that, you know, may not last, shall we say. And you need somebody where the, you know, golden slipper, the silver slipper, the Cinderella slipper fits. Okay? The slipper's gotta fit. And that's the partner you find. Okay? Now, yes, if there's something, grossly, disproportionate in terms of the size, yes, there are urologists and things that they could do. There's penis transplants, etc. But if you're looking at a study like this, going, well, you know, gosh, my penis size is the average of an American 5.1, and I really want to, you know, look like the Republic of Congo, where I average 7.1, I'd say don't reach for the stars. Don't be reaching for that, because many women don't want that. Okay? Remember, many men and women who evolved in a certain country, all right, evolved in order to copulate at the, I guess, most ideal situation. So I'm not saying women are bigger and are able to handle that, but there, you know, there's a lot more to it. You can't just try to transplant another country's penis size to what we do here and think everything's going to be all right. Nature will bite you in the butt. Okay. Whew, got through that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh yeah, bad to the bone. You know, some of you have asked me about the music that we use on the Dr. Dahlia show. Usually I pick, sometimes our engineers pick what they like to hear. Christmas time, of course, I want to play some Christmas bumpers. I know I used to, a few years ago, my music would change every show. That was what I used to do, once a week shows. So it was easier. So I apologize if we kind of use the same music as our entry music and our leaving music. But it's still all good stuff. Bad to the bone. Love it. Okay, don't go away. I know we were going to move on. I want to talk about climate change and fish, how they say fish are shrinking as a sign of climate change. I don't know. But we still aren't done with the whole penis topic yet. And I tell you why. Because scientists have discovered a new species of fish that have a penis with 4 barbs. All right, be grateful for what you have, ladies. All right, apparently this 4-hooked penis is very unique to fish, and biologists have recently discovered a new species called Gambusia quadruncus. So his name is just all about the penis, in which male members of the species have genitalia with 4 pronounced hooks on them, while females feature a colorful anal spot. Really? Now they say... okay, wait, I gotta be careful. This is someone's interpretation, and they're kinda getting a little risque here. They say female fish have to be very careful about who they mate with. Males need to spread the genome. Females are the ones that have to bear the real cost of reproduction. And if you notice that too, you know, females have to be extremely selective about the copulation process. This is why human females seem to lose sex drive in their 30s. It's the in nature, okay? I'm not saying in society, but in nature, it's the female's responsibility to decide not to have the sex if they feel that the offspring could come out not ideal. And since in the medical community, you're considered advanced maternal age over age 36, it just coincidentally is approximately the time when many women lose their sex drive. So males may want to copulate. Females say, I don't feel like it's not going to happen. And a nature or a biological reason behind that could be because after a certain age, you have more risk for autism, Down syndrome, birth defects, etc. So honestly, in nature, whether it's fish, salamanders, I don't know, the female actually supposedly has most of the control. However, in some species, males will evolve, like for example, in this particular case, where they have the four hooks to force the copulation to occur. Okay? They say some female fish have evolved a defense against the fish that won't take no for an answer. Sometimes these females have a blocking device, like a big ball of tissue, that obstructs most of the genital pore, therefore restricting certain entry of the gonopodial tip. Armed with the shield, female fish, they say, can behaviorally allow which male fish to mate. They say male Llanos mosquito fish have evolved four pronged genitalia as a way to overcome female resistance. They could hook and then do what they need to transfer their sperm. Yes, fish have sperm. Okay, so why is this important? It just shows that the world is still evolving. Okay, as many of us females are getting headaches, saying, not going to happen. We already see in the fish world things evolving. Now, it would be nice where in the human setting, we find some sort of aphrodisiac, but that's not going to happen. My guess is men are going to start evolving hooks on their penis. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, look at the fish. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of fish, they say fish species. Boy, that's hard to say. I have a lisp. Fish species. Fish babies are expected to shrink in size. They're supposed to shrink in size by up to 24% because of global warming, they say. Researchers modeled the impact. This is from BBC News. They say modeled the impact of rising temperatures on more than 600 species between 2001 and 2050. They say warmer waters could decrease oxygen levels and reduce body weight. Scientists argue that failure to control greenhouse gas emissions will have a greater impact, on marine ecosystems than previously thought. I know it's not a joke. I know many of you are concerned with global warming. Previous research has suggested that changing ocean temperatures would impact both the distribution and the reproductive abilities of many species of fish. This new work suggests that fish size would be heavily impacted. Okay, so we eat smaller fish, we emit less gas, we lose weight. Losing weight, less obesity, less carbon footprint. It all goes around as a circle of life. Ocean temperatures increase, then body temperatures of fish increase. With body temperatures, what happens if you have higher body temperature? Higher metabolic rate. So basically these fish are going to kind of lose weight and get kind of skinny. GMOs, right? We need to do genetic. No genetic. Leave the fish alone. Aren't they already doing that? They're making big, huge fish and nobody wants to eat them. All right. So they say taking both the movements and the physiological aspects of rising temperatures together, the research team concludes that fish body size will shrink between 14% and 24%. The largest decreases will occur in the Indian and Atlantic Oceans. I don't eat fish. No problem there with me. As long as my steak, I get a nice, big, fat, juicy steak that's the size I want to eat, I'm good. Researchers looked at two cases involving North Atlantic cod and haddock. I don't eat or sleep in either of those. They found that recorded data on these fish showed greater decreases in body size than the models had predicted. All right, so it could be more. I mean, honestly, we do want our food. Okay, we are worried about world hunger. You know, it would be nice for our food to grow on the big side. I get that. Again, I'm just not a fish eater. I don't like fish. I mean, I could maybe eat sushi. I could get some sushi in me if I have to. But I guess for those of you that really, really like fish, you want your bigger cut. All right. Sorry about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say there's a common pesticide that they found has been linked to birth defects. And this pesticide is called atrazine. They think it causes a birth defect in the nasal cavity called choanal atresia. Basically, the tissue formed during fetal development blocks the back of the nasal passage. It causes the baby to have a difficulty breathing. They usually need surgery to correct this choanal atresia. And they believe that this herbicide, this atrazine, is used in corn crops. And it also disrupts endocrine issues, which are hormonal issues. So this is just another study coming out saying what we put on our plants can hurt us. Another argument to buy organic. I just need organic to become cheaper before I tell everybody to go buy it. All right. So they say a few risk factors for choanal atresia have been identified, and they think it could be the chemicals that disrupt a mother's hormone system as this endocrine disruptor, herbicide atrazine. They say mothers who lived in Texas counties with the highest level of atrazine were 80% more likely to have these kids with choanal atresia. All right. So what do you do? I don't know. I hate these studies. I hate seeing these things where they say stuff that's being put on our food is hurting us and our babies. You know, what's probably going to happen, the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to probably just tell pregnant women to just eat organic. Now, don't confuse that with the study that came out a few weeks ago saying organic food is no more nutritious than non-organic food. Okay, we never thought organic food was going to be highly nutritious. The whole purpose of organic food is to have less crap getting into your system. Now, if you get less pesticides in your system, I say it may be worth the money. But it's still frustrating either way. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I promise I'll get to some of your emails. I really thank you all for being patient. We are 27 minutes past the hour. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Many of you are truckers. I love my truck driver listeners. Hopefully I'll get to meet many of you next month at the Trucker Media Social Online Convention at Kansas City. Apparently this is a huge trucking convention that lasts for 2 days. From what I understand, it's only $99 and lots of food and breakfast and lunch and buffets and prizes and all sorts of stuff included and all that. But I get to be there and I cannot wait to get to meet many of you guys, sign autographs and just kind of cuddly hugs. Anything, I'm just so excited to see you guys and meet many of you guys that listen. So if you are going to be in the Kansas City area, make sure you sign next month, or actually it's this month. We're already in October. So it's at the end of this month, October 26th and 27th. Gosh, that's going to come fast. Make sure you register to Trucker Social Media Online Kansas City Conference. If you have any problems finding them, just email me at drdahlia.com. For those of you that want to call into the show, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and also we have a Facebook fan page at Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to find us there. When we come back, melatonin may actually improve sleep for people on blood pressure medicines. We'll talk about that. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com.
or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have been, I guess, beating your head against a pillow trying to find something that helps you sleep. And, you know, many of us have discussed on air, just like we did a few days ago, how many sleeping medications can put you at risk for dementia. Just like those benzodiazepines that we talked about, long-term benzodiazepine use. Well, a study came out over the weekend saying people with high blood pressure who lose sleep because of some of their blood pressure medications may actually benefit from melatonin. Now, we've looked at melatonin for years, and most of the studies have found that it just doesn't work. Not in pill form. Melatonin is crucial for your sleep-wake cycle, and many of us have better sleep when we work the typical day shift and go to bed at night, which is why melatonin has been studied for people who are shift workers or graveyard workers, etc., because if they don't get to utilize and benefit from their sleep-wake cycle, they may have to take artificial melatonin, and we found that the artificial melatonin really doesn't cut it. Well, in this particular study, it's in the October issue of the journal Sleep. People being treated for high blood pressure who also took melatonin slept longer, fell asleep sooner, and had more restful sleep than those just taking a placebo. Now, melatonin, the pill melatonin, has not been found to be an issue in terms of dementia or, memory loss and some of the other things that these sleeping agents can have. So if melatonin does appear to work in any population group, I'm excited about that. Now, the sleep community, they say, Dr. Michael Yurtusen, a physician of the Strong Sleep Disorder Centers at the University of Rochester Medical Center, New York, says that the sleep community is well aware of the difficulties that beta blockers can cause with insomnia and sleep fragmentation. Although for some of you taking beta blockers, like atenolol, labetalol, some of you actually say it does make you sleepy and you don't have a problem. But some people, they do have sleep issues. Okay? They say 22 million people in the United States take a beta blocker regularly, and a common side effect is insomnia. Sleep deprivation, of course, puts you at risk for diabetes, obesity, heart disease, etc. Mood disorders, grumpiness, like I was grumpy this morning. And beta blockers could possibly also affect sleep by inhibiting the release of melatonin. And since melatonin is the hormone involved in regulating both sleep and your circadian rhythm, adding supplementation of melatonin seemed a logical test, and that's what they did. They looked at 16 adults, a very, very small study, had them go undergo polysomnography, which basically is a test that they do, like a sleep test, overnight sleep test, that records brain waves, muscle tone, heart rate, eye movements, etc. They said that people that took melatonin who were on these blood pressure medicines slept an average of 36 minutes longer per night. Now, that's huge. That is a big chunk of sleep. Not enough for a full sleep cycle, but still, that's a nice enough chunk for the body to repair itself and do what they need. They also said that people fell asleep 14 minutes faster, spent more time asleep. Some spent an average of 41 minutes longer in stage 2, which is the longer sleep stage. No issues in mood or energy levels. From what we understand, melatonin levels rose a little bit. They found that to be an advantage. They didn't see a rebound effect of sleep deteriorating when they went off their supplements, so maybe this actually boosted people's melatonin. My only problem with the melatonin is we don't have any consistent type of milligram dose or a consistent type of vehicle for people getting melatonin. There's so many of them over the counter. Studies have shown for it to be relatively safe for up to half a year. We don't have enough studies looking at how safe melatonin is past that, but double check with your doctor. You also want to make sure this melatonin doesn't seem to interfere with any of your other medications, but still pretty cool stuff. This is an interesting study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I love these studies, right? You know, where people look at esoteric stuff to see if they could predict personality based on things that you do. Remember last week there was an article saying people who prefer Samuel Adams beer is more likely to vote Republican, whereas people that drink Heineken's are more likely to vote Democrat. I know. Okay, well, this study looks at eggs. Okay, they say there is a preference on how you want your egg, and it tells us about your personality, traits, sex drive, etc. Okay, scientists, I love these things. Scientists looked at 1,000 adults and found that if you like a poached egg, you're more outgoing. If you like a boiled egg, you're disorganized. If you like fried eggs, you have a higher sex drive. If you like scrambled eggs, you're guarded. Guarded? And see, I like scrambled eggs if that. And omelet eaters are self-disciplined. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, just looking at my family, the answer is no on all of these. No way. No. The study for the British Egg Industry Council was carried out by MindLab International, which researches the psychology of consumer choice. They say the average poached egg eater is likely to be happier. Poached egg, ugh. Boiled egg eaters run the greatest risk of getting divorced. Really? Those of you liking hard-boiled eggs, you're more likely to get divorced. Maybe because of the breath. I don't know. Fried egg are usually from the skilled working class. Scrambled eggs are favored by those without children. That doesn't make any sense. I always had to scramble up eggs for my kids, so that's how I would end up eating my eggs, because that's how I was making them for the kids. Andrew Jord of the British Egg Industry Council said, it's amazing to think that just by knowing someone's favorite way of eating eggs, its way to gauge. You know what? No, it isn't, because I'm finding so many holes in this. All right. So fried eggs have more of a sex drive. People that like fried eggs. Is when you go to McDonald's and you get an Egg McMuffin, is that considered a fried egg? Is it? See, I remember I used to work at Jack in the Box, and you had a grill. You threw the egg on there. You flipped it. It would brown, but I wasn't like deep frying the egg. I still think if you cook an egg in some sort of butter or oil until it heats up, that's probably still considered fried egg. Cause then it's very easy to say then if your quote unquote fried egg is what we have in breakfast sandwiches, then many of us like that, and many of us that like getting our breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's are in the middle class, working class type of thing. I don't know. These things never make sense to me, but it's kind of, it's interesting. Okay, another thing that never made sense to me was the whole butt chugging, procedure that happens in fraternities. Remember that boy in University of Tennessee, Knoxville's campus, Pi Kappa Alpha House, was at a party. Alexander Broughton, 20 years old, was brought to the hospital unconscious last week because he had an enema with alcohol. I think it was a wine enema. His blood alcohol level was 5 times the legal limit. He almost died. Apparently, the fraternity has been suspended until the year 2015. So we're looking at 3-year suspension. Okay? Apparently, there were also injuries to the student's rectum, which led hospital officials to fear he actually was sodomized as well. Now, from what we understand, the family is fighting back, saying the police have misled the media on this. But honestly, I think the fraternity should be suspended. Now, mind you, I think the whole fraternity sorority thing is cool, right? I really dug that kind of stuff. I never had time to be a part of one because I had to work, you know, when I was in undergrad. And UNLV really didn't have a fraternity row. I think we had one house on campus. Everything else was off campus. If I could make it to the party because I didn't have a car, I did, but great. But I was never a part of a sorority, whether I was be accepted or not, but I worked. The things that happened there are pretty intimidating, especially to a young freshman. Now, this kid, if he was 20, was probably a junior at the time. And I guess butt chugging, like we discussed last week, is a way to absorb alcohol in a quicker and higher amount. And, the father said he has recovered, went back to school, but is now looking for a defamation suit. Unfortunately, this boy's picture has been plastered all over the place. He is now known as the butt chugger. But unfortunately, you defecate on yourself when you get these enemas. So he was found in a pretty nasty, way. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel.
General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. How y'all doing? All right. Yeah, California is always in the news. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were just talking about this in the previous hour, where California will become the first state to ban a controversial form of psychotherapy called gay cure therapy, in which they try to cure gay teenagers by making them straight. I didn't even realize such a therapy like this existed. You can't do that. If somebody's born gay and they want to be gay, you really can't use therapy or psychotherapy or cognitive therapy or behavioral therapy to make them change. That doesn't make any sense to me. All right. But I'll tell you what I do believe we need to have for these students. Now, Governor Jerry Brown announced Sunday that he assigned, he was working, he was pretty busy yesterday. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown allowed illegal immigrants that got the work permits to get driver's licenses. Did you guys hear about that? So I don't know how many of you that listen to me live in L.A. or live in California, I should say, and are trying to find a job, but you are in, you got some stiff competition now because there's illegal immigrants who may take less wages than you, because I don't know how much taxes they have to pay in terms of what you have to pay. And now they also can get driver's licenses, which means if they get driver's licenses, they probably have issued ID, a government-issued ID, and I wonder if that means they'll be able to vote. Interesting. Anyway, so while he was so busy doing that, he also announced that SB 1172 will prevent children from being psychologically abused, quote-unquote, by being forced into therapy to make them straight. Effective January 1st, the state will prohibit what is known as reparative or conversion therapy for minors. Governor Brown says the therapies have no basis in science or medicine, and they will now be relegated to the quote-unquote dustbin of quackery. Okay, here's the thing. I have to agree that there's no medical basis on therapy changing somebody from straight to gay or gay to straight. No, there isn't. Now, what we discussed at great length in the first hour, and I apologize if any of you listen to podcasts, because I don't like to repeat things. Unfortunately, many people, like at XM listens to an hour at a time, and so I try to recap some of the things I talk about, just in case you guys can't listen to other hours of the show. Let's quickly review, and you've heard me review this before. You have three groups of individuals in terms of where they know their sexuality preference is. Like, for example, you have the kids that are born, they know who they are, they know who they want to be, and it just signifies the fact and exemplifies the fact that this is a birth type of issue. These kids know who they are, what they want to be, these kids, whether they're gay or straight, etc. Parents see the affinity towards it, and they either let it happen or they don't, etc. And these kids, they found with homosexual males, their brains could be very similar to a female brain. Homosexual female brains could look very similar to a male brain, a heterosexual male brain. So we know there's a biological basis, which means any sort of psychological training is useless. You can't change. Can't psychologically convince these people from going otherwise. So you got the people that know from childhood who they are, what they want to be, etc. Even though they may not understand the whole sex concept, they know they have affinity towards things that girls like, or they have an affinity towards things that boys like. They just do. Okay? Then you have the second group who are trying to figure it out. And they're like, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know. Okay? That usually comes to teenage years, early adulthood. They will either come out and live a life they want to live, or they'll try to suppress it. Okay? Some of these people have more psychological issues than the first set. The first set know what they want to do, know who they are, and they're happy with it. Second set may try to hide it, may be confused. They may need some sort of counseling to help them through their feelings and help them figure things out. Because confusion and suppression could lead to mental anguish. But by no means do you take this group and try to do a gay cure. You don't do that. Then you have the third group who will suppress it till the day they die. They have that control. They'll get married. They'll live a life they may not want to live. They may have some unhappy marriages, but they will not give in to that. And many of them have, you know, psychological issues, etc. So, thinking that there's a gay cure, thinking that there's some form of psychological training that you could do to make a person change from being attracted to a female to a male, no. That's not going to happen. Do I believe there should be some sort of counseling being available for kids who are confused? You know, how do I tell my mom? How do I act on my sexual preferences? How do I make the advancement? Now, heterosexuals could utilize this type of training, too. You know, I mean, I like a guy. I want to tell him I like him. How do I do that? I mean, you know, we all wish we got some sort of a course how to ask somebody out without getting turned down, et cetera. So we could all benefit from that. So, I don't know if there's a way to do some sort of training. Because I think a lot of us, we do it in ways where we find ourselves really embarrassed. And there's ways to feel people out without getting knocked down. You know, one of my children was asking, you know, how do you do that? Because if they turn you down, that's embarrassing. You go, well, there's a way to ask somebody out without it being embarrassing. You know, and many of us, unfortunately, didn't perfect that till later. Only to find out when we were older that people want you to be straightforward and just ask them to dinner and that's it. But many of us kind of learned, hey, we're all going to a party after the game. Come with us. Come with me. Okay? You know, and I didn't realize that I was being asked out that way. I was like, oh, they just want me to hang out. You know, and they're like, oh, okay, that's the way. And then I learned that. I go, oh, that's a cool way to do it. Or, look, I'm hungry. I want to go get lunch. Do you want to get lunch with me? That's not a date. That's going to get lunch. You know, so there's lots of ways you could do it. You know, we don't get embarrassed. But anyway, it would be nice for us as younger, you know, teenagers and younger adults to know how to do it. You know, that'd be cool. Somebody came up to me and said, look, you know, my parents installed a new hot tub. Why don't we go over to their place and, you know, try out their hot tub? That was a little too much. I'm like, really? But I don't have a bathing suit with me. Oh, no problem. Okay, no, that was too much. The answer to that one was a big no. Okay. But if you say, you know, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, you know, you're such an expert in science. I'd love for you to help me evaluate the pH levels. Oh, I would have done that. You see these guys, you got to know how to work them. But anyway, so I believe there should be some sort of counseling, you know, helping people weed through what they're going through. But I really implore that we have counselors counseling these kids not to have sex at all. Homosexual children, heterosexual children, there is no reason to be having sex in high school. Okay? I think the reason why many of these people are confused is because all their friends are having sex and they're saying anti-gay things and they're like, well, I don't want to have sex with a girl even though everybody says I have to have a sex with a girl by the time I'm 14. And they're confused. If we might kind of go back to the olden days where no, sex is kind of taboo in high school, I think we could relieve a lot of the psychological trauma that these kids are having. Right? And the psychological trauma that's being inflicted on them, trying to force them to be one way or another. Honestly, we need to get sex out of the picture. I was very fortunate that I didn't have the sexual pressures like I see some kids do nowadays. If you want to fit in, you have to have sex by the time you're 15, or you have to have already done second or third base by the fifth grade. Fifth grade, these kids are 10 years old. Some of them haven't even reached puberty yet. And these other kids are goading them into undergoing sexual acts. There is no reason a kid should be trying to find out what they want sexually at the age of 15. Okay? They're supposed to be working on their pre-algebra. They're supposed to be in Spanish 2. They're supposed to be in shop. Okay? You know, they're not supposed to be, you know, this is the reason why people want counseling. I don't know how many of these parents are trying to force their kid to be straight as much as many of these parents want some sort of counseling so these kids don't feel ignorant or bullied or vulnerable. They have somebody to help guide them through this thought process. But I don't think this thought process should be as much of an issue during the teenage years because they really shouldn't be having sex. Okay? Why do kids need to have sex? Oh, to feel loved? Really? Is the 2.5-minute episode in the backseat of a car lovemaking? Do they really feel loved? Are they held all night long? Does the guy go out in his underwear, pick up daffodils, come back and put daffodils on? No. They have sex before physics class and first period. There's no love about that. So we'll talk about this more on another hour. But for those of you join us, thank you. Please find us on Facebook and Twitter. Download the Dr. Dahlia app, and don't forget to sign up for our Alaskan cruise. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way. If not, stay on board for another hour.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.